Chris is here. Chris had green for Army. All right. Well, good morning. It's good to see you. Today's a big day. Not only are we going to be worshiping the Lord on this great day, but we're also going to eat. And hey, Michael, it's your birthday, right? Birthday party today, right? So how old are you, Michael? 90? 99? He goes, yeah, 99, whatever, preacher. You know, Michael, one thing that I really respect about you, none of us are perfect, I know that, but he's a young man of influence and meant a lot to us. The Spirit really used Michael at Vacation Bible School. I watched him kind of leading the kids. You may not have noticed that, but you did. And then he was part of our discipleship program for kids and was great and instrumental in that. And he's just a cool guy. So raise your hand up, Michael, so everybody can see you. Say happy birthday, Michael. Happy birthday, Michael! Woo-hoo! All right, so turn in your Bibles to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 through 17. Owen Edwards tells a story about how a transport ship was torpedoed by a German U-boat in World War II. And the ship sank. And so the surviving crew got into a lifeboat and were in this lifeboat. And then they started looking around because can you think of that evening, what that would have been like, having your ship torpedoed. You lower the lifeboat, you get in the lifeboat, and you don't think before you get into the lifeboat, oh, what do I need to survive in this lifeboat? You just get in the lifeboat. So the sailors found themselves in a lifeboat. And then they realized at that point in time, hey, we need to, you know, go to land. We need to get rescued or something. And so what happened was one of the sailors had his own personal compass. And if you read Owen Edwards' article, and it's, let me see if I have it. It's in the Smithsonian Magazine from September 2009. But if you read the article, you find how they were able to use that compass and navigate through the ocean and get to land. And the comment was made that had they not had the compass, and I mean, nobody was going that way. So where they were sunk, nobody would have found them. They would have died. But because they had a compass, they were able to navigate toward a point, and they were rescued. Compasses are extremely important. And today, what I'm going to try to make the point with you is this. God's Word is our compass. God and His Word are the only reliable sources that we have to go by. There are a lot of reliable sources that we have, but God and His Word are the only reliable ones. If you think about it, you can watch anything on TV that you want. You can read that Fisher Investments, apparently, you know, give them your money and they'll make you a millionaire. If you've got a headache, there's certain pills you take. You know, so whatever you see on these commercials will tell you, do what we have, follow us, and we'll, you know, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but the only reliable compass that you can have is that of God's Word. There really is nothing else that will guide your life. And so I want to spend a few moments today kind of sharing with you what I gleaned from this regarding God's Word, and hopefully it will teach you some things about His Word. So the big idea is that the only way to really navigate life is through reading and obeying God's Word. So, the next thing I wanted to look at, though, has to do with, just messes me up. My next slide and my last slide are all right there. It's kind of messing me up. But let's stop here if you're lost. How many of you have ever been seriously lost? I mean, we're not talking little loss. We're talking seriously. In fact, a hiker became lost in California just a few days ago and died. And he was a guy that, you know, hiked all the time. And so if you're lost, if you're having some issues regarding, you know, what to do, I think you need to stop here. There's some things that I learned. One is God and his words, like a compass, it always points in the same direction. So what direction does your compass, if it works, always point?
North.
Now, why is that important? There was a time when churches in the South of the United States taught that slavery was a-okay. There was a time when churches all across America taught that women should be subservient to men. There was a time when people would say, if you don't believe like I do, you're not saved. Yeah. And so, you know, there was a time in the United States history that we judged so many people by the color of their skin, and as Martin Luther King Jr. says, not the content of their character, that we totally blew up what God's house and what God's people look like. My point is this: we are bad people. Left to yourself, or left just to me, we are sinners saved by grace. And apart from Jesus Christ, every one of us will go astray. Everyone will go astray. Every time, I am not kidding, every time I feed the dogs, I feed Beckham first. He's the oldest, so I put his stuff in there. And, you know, Beckham is chilling. He's waiting. First I put the stuff into Bubba's to get that over with, and he's waiting because he gets water. But then I go over to Beckham's, and I start getting the little cups of the food. And you know what Bubba does? He starts eating out of the little cups that I have for Beckham's. He is a selfish dog. And we are selfish people. I'm not trying to beat you up. I'm just saying, let's be honest. We need God's word, because if you don't have that compass in your life, you're going to mess up. Every one of us. If a church doesn't have God's word guiding it, she will mess up. If a pastor doesn't have God's word guiding him, he will mess up. And so will you. It's just a fact of life that you've got to have the compass. You've got to have something that guides your life other than what you want. Let's be honest. The only food worth eating today will be Mary's banana pudding. Okay, the rest of the stuff, who cares? But we need a compass to guide us, because we'll make bad decisions. I'll just eat banana pudding for the rest of my life. So God's word always points in the same direction. Here's the deal. No matter what your current location is, wherever you find yourself, wherever you are right now in your life, God's word will guide you. God's word is not a hammer and you're not the nail. God gave you his word to guide you, to help you, to love you, to instruct you, to make you better. In fact, let's look now at this scripture. All scripture is breathed out by God, so it comes from God. It's profitable or worthy for teaching, instruction, for reproof, for refining a person, for correction, and for training in
righteousness,
yeah. The life of a believer. Why? That the man or woman of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. That's what God's word's goal is to complete you. to make you whole, to make you sound. And why? Because God has a purpose for every one of us. That good work is not like paving the parking lot, which is a great idea, but that's not the good work. The good work is the living of your life in Christ. God made you that way. People can disagree with me until the cows come home, but I truly believe that none of you, nor am I, an accident of life. Every one of you have a purpose. Every single one of you. Every one of you were made unique. Kathy cries at the drop of a hat, whereas I cry if you drop your hat on my toe. But Kat, you know, she not. But you know what? We balance each other in our marriage. So every one of you have certain gifts and talents and abilities that you bring to the table here. So God made you special. And so he wants to complete that good work. Earth is not right unless all of us are following the Lord. And the only way you'll get from here to there is through God's word. So you need it. No matter where your location is, it will guide you. The other thing I thought about was this. Having a compass guarantees a correct path to follow. If you get on I-25, say Colorado Springs, and you go north, the chances are good that if you continue that way without any issues, you're going to make it to Denver. Because that's what I-25 North does. It goes that way. If you turn around and you want to go to Pueblo and you go south, you'll run into Pueblo. So it goes in a certain direction. God's word is going to take you to the right location. The other day, Kathy made a meal for... Is she here? Is Kathy here? So she made a meal for, what was it for? Young Life, yeah. So Kathy made this meal, and so she takes it to this place called The Bridge, Nehemiah. Nehemiah goes, woo. But guess what? That's not where they were. These ladies were not at The Bridge. They were at Calvary Church. That's where they were waiting on their meal. So Kathy got in her car. She drove the direction that she thought she should go. She gets to the place she thought she should get to. But that road didn't take her where she needed to go. God's word will always take you where you need to be. You're not going to go, oops. You're not going to go to an empty room. You're going to go right where God wants you to be. Hebrews says this, Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1. Therefore, we must pay much closer attention to what we have heard, lest we drift away from it. Have you ever heard people quote God's word, and it's not God's word, it's Benjamin Franklin from Poor Richard, it's almanac? Never? I have. Doesn't this say in God's word, you know? And then it's normally Poor Richard's Almanac that I hear quoted almost as much as Scripture. Well, you got to read God's word to know God's word. And so, yeah, I want to encourage you. If you want to have a richer, deeper life, read God's word. I'm not saying you got to read it every day, the entire book. Just start reading sections of it. And it will bless your life, no matter what your age. Just read a little bit. But having a compass guarantees a correct path to follow. Now, I will tell you something else, though. When you get a compass and you get a map and you say, I want to go from A to B. Well, let's just say you want to drive on 115 or you start, say, at Penrose and you set your compass to go to Colorado Springs. And it's going to be a straight line, right?
No.
Won't it be? No, it would be. If you have one point and another point on the map, that's your point. But That's not how you get from Penrose to Colorado Springs, is it? There are obstacles along the way, aren't there? Every one of us in our life with God, in our journey, have obstacles. We have valleys, we have cliffs, we have great spots, we have highway patrolmen around the corner. You have all kinds of stuff along your life's path. So the point from here to straight north for Tom Kilgore has had its variances. I've had moments like when my father died. I've had moments when people died in my arms in combat. I've had moments when I got taken for thousands of dollars. I've had all kinds of stuff happen to me. My life is not a straight line. And so this compass, in other words, what happens is I get, my bell rung and I'm going, well, how do I get back on track? I get my compass out. How do you get back on track? You get back to God's word. You get back to what it teaches. You get back to what Jesus says, how you live your life. Today we talked about the great commandment, which is love thy neighbor as thyself in Sunday school. So, make sure I put my glasses on straight. So, reality is, true north is not a straight line. Psalm 24 says this: make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all day long. Kathy used to do this, but she doesn't anymore. She used to try to fool me into thinking that my hamburger was beef when it was turkey. And she'd serve it. She wouldn't tell me. And I'd get my bite of that thing and I'd... And then we wouldn't have a big argument, but I would say, I don't want to eat this. And she was just trying to help me out because, daddy needs to lose a little weight. But you know what? You're not going to get turkey when you read God's word. You're going to get beef. You're going to get what you need. You're not going to get a substitute for God's word. You're going to get God's word, as Timothy says, all scripture is God-breathed. And it's worthy and it's good for you to live your life. And so God's word is, exactly what we need, and it keeps us on the right path, because there's many paths, but you want the right path, and that's the one God's word gives you. Another thing that I thought about came from an experience I had in the first Persian Gulf War when we were sitting... In the armored world, when you go into combat, everybody has a lane that they operate in. And that lane is divided by points on the compass. And so this is my lane and on the map, and this is where you are. Well, one of our troop commanders had set his compass headings on the cupola of his tank. And because he set the compass on the cupola of his tank, there was a magnetic imbalance on his points with his compass because of the metal in the tank. And so he had a wrong lane for his people to follow, and they came over a ridgeline, and they saw armed vehicles, and they engaged them, and they destroyed them, and they were British armored vehicles. They killed several British that morning. And later in the investigation, it was discovered why. And it's because he had a wrong pathway. He had magnetic impurities. And you have to be careful. Listen to me, okay? This is really important. There are a lot of different faith groups out there. But if any of them teach God's word plus Jesus plus they're wrong. They're just absolutely wrong. Yet God's word says it is good enough for you. It comes from God. You don't need what these other people say. You need God's word. You don't need those impurities to get into your life and get you on a wrong heading. Does that make sense what I'm saying? So stay with God's word. Stay with God's word. The other thing, I'm actually a pilot. But you don't want to fly with me because I'm a forgetful pilot. I would set the trim on my aircraft and all of a sudden I'd be going, why am I climbing? Oh, I forgot to lower that, you know, and I'm a bad pilot. But there's two different kinds of flying. There's VFR and then there's IFR. Okay? VFR is visual flight rules. Means on a sunny day, you fly where you can see. You have to be able to see it in order to go there. Instrument flight rules. Have you ever been on a commercial airliner and it's all foggy and cloudy and that dude is just going down? And you hope he knows where the airport is? And they just... Well, those, they have an instrument. It's instrument flight rules. They're not relying on what they can see because they can't see. They're relying on their instruments. And you see, a lot of life, you know, if, right now if you say, hey, Tom, let's go to Wendy's, I know how to get to Wendy's. But if you take away the roads, if you take away all the landmarks, if you make it foggy, if you put in wind, if you put in rain, if you put in camels racing around and jumping over my car, I might not make it to Wendy's. I just might not. I have to have something that can guide me. Whether my life is hunky-dory great or my life is complicated, I have to have God's word to guide me. So we need God's word no matter what. And be careful about allowing into your life magnetic impurities. They will get you off course, and that could be deadly. Psalm 32, verse 8 says this, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Several years ago, I was riding in the Forest Hills Baptist Church bus. It was a big bus. It was a big church. We were riding in there, and we were going through a town called Seneca, South Carolina. We were going to a church basketball game. And so we're driving down the road, and I see this kid. And being the godly young man that I am, I lowered my bus window down, and I said, hey, no neck, to the kid, because he didn't have a neck. Well, then my youth director turned around and said, you realize he's deformed. He's got some handicaps. No, I just thought he was. Anyway, my youth director sat me down and proceeded to speak with me about me riding a church bus, the impact it has on other people, thinking about what I say before I say it, and also about those that have different challenges in life that I don't seem to be too respectful for. Did I want that conversation with Richard Lister? No. But did I need it? Oh, yeah. It stuck with me all my life. All my life. God's word is not always going to be something that is going to make you feel good about yourself. Sometimes when you read it, it's going to be corrective. It's going to be instructive. It's going to highlight a sin or issue in your life that needs to be corrected. But if you don't have that, you go off through life less complete than you could be. Do I wish that event had happened? No. Am I glad that I got the instruction from Richard that I needed? Yes. So God's word is instructive, and it helps us to grow. Do y'all know who Christopher Columbus is?
Yes, he's that famous explorer.
We all give him credit for... I realize it's all up in the air now, but historically he's given credit for discovering America, right? And, you know, and I remember, at least for me, and I can go back to my education, they lifted up Christopher Columbus, Christopher Columbus, in 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. Remember that? Well, come to find out, do you know what he was really looking for? He wasn't looking for America. He was looking for China. He was looking for China. So he came back to Spain. Well, I didn't find China, but I found something else. So then he goes, hey, everybody, give me money, and this time for his second trip, I'll find China this next trip. He didn't find China on the second trip. So then he comes back to Spain, and he wants to take a third trip. And again, they give him the money, and he says, I'll find China. So he comes, and all he ever finds is Central America, Central America, Central America. So he comes back to Spain, and guess what? No, Justice. They confiscated his home, they took all of his money, and they threw Christopher Columbus in jail. You see, we give him credit for founding America when he was never looking for this place. He was looking for an entirely different place. If you don't follow God's word, you'll wind up somewhere. Is it where you want to be? Is it going to be the best place for you? I would tell you, from having followed the Lord since I was 9, that following God's word has taken me all over the place in the sense of my own life, but I'm far better a person because of following and obeying the word of God in my life. And I would say to you, don't be like that man, okay? Don't be going to Central America. Go where God wants you to go. You see, he could have gotten to China, right? How could he have gotten there? I guess he could have gone through the Panama Canal. That would have been shorter. Kidding, I'm kidding. But how would he have gotten to China? With a compass, and he would have had to go underneath South America and over. That'd be one way, right? Or he could have gone the other way. Yeah, whoop, like that. But he could have found China had he navigated in the correct direction. It's a wise person, lastly this, it's a wise person that is honest enough with themselves to say, where am I, and am I happy with where I am? Am I happy with where I am in my life? I hope that none of us are truly happy. I hope we're all striving to get deeper and deeper into the Lord. But at the same time, if you're really off base, don't be denying that in your heart and mind. Stop and go, you know what? I don't want to go to Central America a fourth time. I want to go to China. How do I get to China? And you're going to need a compass. You're going to need that compass, which is God's word. I just want to encourage you today to reconnect, if you're not reading it already, reconnect with God's word. And I'm talking about two things. The Bible that you hold in your laps, but what's inside it? God's word. That is what's God's. God didn't spit out a book. He spit out his words. He spit out his teachings. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. God, sometimes I am just a huge doofus. And I think and I talk and I make decisions that take me away from you and away from your word. And I wind up in a miserable state. I wind up not in the place that you want me to be. I wind up somewhere like Central America when you don't want me to be there. You have a better place for me, a better location. And Father, the only way I know to do that is to follow your path, to follow a path that you walk alongside me. You say that your word is a lamp unto our feet. It guides us. It lights the way. And so while we might be in darkness, your word comforts us. Your word guides us. Your word helps us. So, Father, thank you for your word. In Jesus' name, I pray.